Literally, when I watched this the first time, I was like, I literally
this can't went, be real.
And I went, mm-hmm. And I said, hold on, what did she say?
But
and
it
I
is. Went, hi, everybody. Welcome to the pod.
Let's be very clear about something.
What?
That after last episode, mm-hmm. I have been given a modesty blanket.
That is not true.
A young, growing, adolescent woman. And I feel like you are a dirt old teacher who has placed their own values of gender and the way women should appear in our society.
So now,
because I had one nip slip for like 45 minutes straight.
45 minutes.
Then also, I must be blanketed.
Let's be clear that you put the big dog sensor on your
What else was I supposed to put
nipple.
There?
Nothing. You could have just left it. If you're unashamed of your nips,
I am.
Just let them be out.
I am. But now you have given me shame. You have bestowed upon me shame.
Let's just be clear that Aaron's memeing.
I am memeing. Welcome to the pod.
That's not true. Yes, hi.
But
welcome.
We do have blankies.
Welcome to We Should Unpack
I have
blanket. This. A very comfy, cozy episode.
Because
I'm Mickey.
It's hot.
That's Aaron.
I'm Aaron.
The fun thing about living in Arizona is that we're most apt to use blankets during the summer and springtime because the ACs in, especially like buildings like this, are usually really cold
Let's
during
be
the
clear.
Summer. It's cooler during the summertime inside of buildings.
Don't tell our landlord, but we crank the AC down when no one else is
yeah.
here because, I mean, we pay for
We're
it.
We're here on a Saturday
yeah.
and there's no one else here
so
and it's
hot.
Hot.
Also,
so.
Just for the sake of, because I'm a little trooper and I love my, I got off of work like
15 minutes ago
yeah. and you know what we're doing, we're here to film the pod, but I'm excited because I feel like there's so many we haven't filmed in like weeks. I got to go to the East Coast. To go to the East Coast
yes.
and I love fish. I love sushi. I love raw fish. I love sashimi.
Yes.
I love
which is so hard to
things.
Get here because we're in a landlocked state.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, like, California, so we're not like super far, but like I
not this
like
same.
Creole food, like fried fish,
mm-hmm.
hush puppies, potatoes. People on the East Coast be doing potatoes right. I think it's so funny here, like chips and salsa,
yeah,
you get
sure.
fries and fries and ketchup.
I know, that's hilarious.
But I had never had a seafood boil before in my
yeah.
life. And I
still have not had one.
I think it's so
it looks
funny
so good.
Traveling with people who aren't, or like being away from you and like eating food.
Yeah.
Like the way I eat food, like I want to dissect it. I want to know everything about it.
You
that's
do.
How I feel about everything. Like
you
I want to know, I want to know how we're, I love the show, how it's made.
Yeah.
But okay, so
You're
let me just.
You're such a Virgo.
Because my friend had already, he's had seafood boils. I'm going to get it out. He has had seafood boils before. And uh-huh. I have not.
Yeah.
And so when we got there, we found I'm getting really good at picking places.
Yes, you're welcome.
Five stars is sus.
It is.
But anyway, so we found this really great single one-off place for
yeah.
seafood boils. And we get there and we order the food. I just ordered the same thing. I've never had snow crab legs before.
Yeah.
And I got that and they got shrimpies. And before we even got our food, they bring out a bucket with a liner in it.
Nice.
And I'm like, is this like a puke bucket? Like, what is this? Like,
it's
why?
The
and then we get
bits.
the crackers.
Yeah.
And then the gloves. They brought out gloves before our food came. And I was like,
you said they gave you a bib too, right?
Oh yes, of course. You got the bib. Yes. We got a bib. I've never worn a bib. Also, I love that the bib.
There's like a lot of butter. Yeah.
Has like a little.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, like a catch.
Like a toddler
like a
bib.
Grease catch.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I would imagine if I.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You could like store a little snack in there.
And they bring the food out, and that's the best thing. There's no silverware or anything or plates.
Yeah.
It's just there's parchment on the table.
That's wild.
And they bring out a fucking bag, and before he gives it to you, he shakes it up. And then there's the initial bag. And then
okay.
we got the house seasoning. So it was everything. It was like butter, garlic,
yeah, as you
Creole
should.
Seasoning.
Yes.
Cajun, Creole. I don't
Try
know the difference
the
between
way
Cajun
it's
and
meant
Creole.
To be made. Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm saying.
Genuinely, it is like such a stark contrast from Mexican food.
Yes.
It like is just so. I love Mexican food too.
Yeah.
But like it was like.
But it's very different for
also
us.
Also, it's such a palate, like a breadth of flavors
yeah.
I have never experienced before. And it just like
yes.
so. I promise I'm gonna make sure we get boils together one day.
I think that's also why we like Japanese and Indian food so much too.
Oh, I love
because
Indian food.
We are less familiar with how to cook with those ingredients.
I will have
and so like
yes.
It's not something that we can make at home. Like I grew up in a Mexican yes. household, so I can make Mexican food
at
home.
We got that shit down.
Yes, but like Japanese food, Indian food, like Creole food, that's all stuff that like I am so unfamiliar with. Like yeah. we don't know how to cook that. So when you do get to experience it, especially mm-hmm. like in the environment that it's like from,
yes.
I feel like it's really special.
I think it's that thing too where like I will so happily pay for something. I will pay good money
yeah.
for something I can't prepare myself.
Yes.
But then like when we have bad Mexican food or something, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I could have just fucking done this at home.
Like an extra
honestly,
insult.
Pizza even or like so many other
yeah,
things.
Yeah, true.
But it was just so genuinely like that the thing from Ratatouille is like coming to mind or like
the little
yes yes
oh stop that's so
but
funny.
Yeah I won't lie
that's
though
really cute.
My first time eating the crab legs, my friend was done in like 20 minutes. I ate for probably 45 minutes.
I mean that seems fair to me.
I could not get the meat. I couldn't get the
it
I
seems
couldn't
hard.
Get the technique.
I was gonna
the
say
finesse.
There's like a real technique, isn't
I look
there?
Like I'm sure.
Yeah, people who are familiar with it can like.
And it kept coming apart. So you know,
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
another
shit
time.
If I know. Yeah.
I don't know if but. the flavors were, of course, so worth it. But I don't know if I would get crab
That's
legs
fair.
Again. Like it's
what
so
are
much
your,
work.
What are the alternatives?
Oh, you can get all kinds. I mean, shrimps and shrimp.
So shrimp and shrimp.
I don't remember what else was on the menu. Okay. Oh, I think
was
like
there crawfish on
yes,
the menu?
Yes, there was crawfish.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so curious about crawfish because from what I've heard, mm-hmm. when they're cooked well, it's like life-changing
yeah.
good. But I just am like afraid of them because my only experience with crawfish is like catching them in the
Same.
Lake when we were
yes.
camping as
yes.
kids.
Yes, you're going
to
throw those
and
bitches
so,
back
yeah,
out.
To me, I'm like, I don't know yes. if that sounds very appetizing, but I'm sure ones that are like, you know, for eating.
Cooked well.
Yeah.
I just also,
not gross.
There is nothing,
scares me. Huh?
There is nothing that makes my heart feel better. I didn't realize how much I love tartar sauce. I love tartar sauce. I fucking love tartar sauce.
I know
sauce.
You, yeah, you came home and you were like, I'm really like, you're in a tartar sauce.
This is, I'm a tartar
phase.
Sauce face.
Do I need
now.
To learn how to make tartar sauce? So
no,
we can, have it at
we can do it together.
Okay.
It can't be that hard to make. It's probably just mayonnaise. It's a mayonnaise base.
I'm sure it's a mayonnaise based sauce.
But I, my fries I go in it. The in fish it. Goes in it. I like, if I could
That's
put soup
fair.
With it, I would. Like everything.
That's very
I could touch it, would touch it.
tartar sauce
yeah,
soup.
I also feel like on the East Coast too, I feel like the environment, I'm sure in the winter it's different.
Yeah.
Thankfully, are you doing okay?
My belly hurts.
Well, I'm sorry. Do we eat too fast?
No, I think it's too much caffeine, but that's okay.
Okay. Well,
it will be okay.
I don't really do anything about
I'm
that
I'm not
right
pregnant,
now.
To be clear. Don't start with me.
It would be literally impossible.
That would be a miracle.
Oh, I got to explain how vasectomies work again. I've like really started a movement. If anyone else has gotten a vasectomy after seeing R or like feels more, I one of my friends asked me, he's like, so what comes out now? And I was like, what do you mean
like,
what comes out now?
I don't understand how people can be so confused about this concept.
We're gonna and I'm gonna just give it real quick. It's a bus. There's nobody on the bus.
Yes.
It's going to all the stops. It's going where it needs to go. Yes. But there's just no one on the bus.
Yes.
It's just a city bus at night. You know,
but, like
empty
people. This is like not the first time that someone's expectation has been that post vasectomy you ejaculate
out.
Puffs of air.
That is not what happens. That is not.
That's not.
That's
at
not
all.
How it works.
Also, too, like even as a person who had like very menial education about like
yeah.
anatomy and physiology, like I'm aware that there are multiple glands and like places that semen stops to like collect
yeah.
certain fluids. Because the purpose of semen is not just to be sperm, right? Like
yeah.
there's other stuff in there. There's like proteins and like
oh, yeah.
food for sperm so that they, because the vagina is actually kind of a hostile
oh, yeah,
environment.
They got to live for a while too before
yeah,
they get through the
little
track.
The pH of a vagina is mm-hmm. like actually pretty hostile.
It's like super acidic to, or
yes.
not acidic, but like it's.
I think it is actually acidic.
Oh.
That's why people with vulvas can bleach their underwear sometimes.
Oh,
fun
yeah.
fact, if you didn't know that, if you feel like weird because you accidentally bleach
nope,
your underwear
totally
sometimes,
normal.
It's just your vaginal pH that happens. But also, talk to your gynecologist, obviously. I'm not a gynecologist, but the fact that like people don't know that there's
yes.
other stuff in semen besides sperm is like mind-blowing.
My
to
favorite
me.
Part too, he's like, well, so what happens to then to the sperm? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like,
they just get reabsorbed
just,
back in your body.
I don't know if their impression was like, I have like a tube now where I got to open it up and release the fucking.
Yes.
Like
your testes are just
going
to explode unless you get rid of the unused sperm. Like,
but anyways, I don't know how we went from seafood boils to semen, but I guess that's not that far of a stretch.
No, yeah. But anyways.
Yeah. An empty bus, you know.
Regardless, what are we talking
about
today?
That is incredible how no matter It's actually not that incredible. I feel like there's so many things. We're really good at that. We don't need to get into it real quick, but just for at the top of the episode, the Kendrick Drake beef has been, I had no idea. I didn't either. I didn't realize there's so many songs we've been listening to that have been about each other.
Yeah, same.
But I don't want to get into it now. I don't know.
I know. I'm not actually sure what our audience's makeup is in terms of like Kendrick or Drake fans or, you know, neither of the above.
Can you tell without, I think it's like, if you can tell someone's a Republican or a Democrat without.
I don't think you can tell.
I don't think you can tell either.
I don't think so either.
People will surprise you.
Yeah. I think it's also probably a thing that a fair amount of people aren't thinking about unless they're diehard fans of one or the other.
Rap, hip hop and rap history and like is so interesting to me and like beefs.
Yes.
So this has been very interesting to get to like what I've learned so much. I feel like.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was a thing that's been happening since like 2009.
Oh, for so long.
That's wild.
My friend, I wish I could do a better job of summarizing, but I simply can't.
No, that's okay.
I feel like just a little baby in the sphere.
We're just learning about this just now.
I'm trying to think what else is. Oh, since we've been gone.
Yes.
Since you've been gone.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. Were we going to do it? No, what were you going
to
say?
Well, I have something that I'd like to share with the class.
Share with me.
But if you have something that
No. I want to hear yours first.
Okay. So I've been saving this list for a while. And I think because today I am, in fact, menstruating yet again.
We do seem to find ourselves here.
It happens quite so often. Much. It I feel like it happens a lot.
I feel like it happens once a month.
It's so upsetting. Why does this keep happening to me?
Only to you. It only coincides with other awful things.
Yes, yeah. There has to be something else wrong with my body.
You just have a normal period.
No. And so it's like really salt in the wound, kind of like quite literally sometimes. So I have this list on my phone.
Okay,
it's been in my notes app for a while that I've been keeping because since like transitioning off of hormonal birth control.
Yeah.
You have a vasectomy and I don't have sex with anyone who can get me pregnant.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the way I would do it too.
I'm drawing a line in the sand. Sorry. If you can get me pregnant, I'm not interested. So we have been like just getting more used to me having a hormonal cycle that isn't influenced by birth control and all that.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've noticed is that I am like so much more emotionally affected by like everything, I feel.
Oh.
Not just because I've done my own emotional work around like not being, you know, such a weird little stoic, you know, whatever.
I like you like this though.
No, I do too. But also just like noticing the sharp vacillations in my moods and how emotional I am based on my cycle is like very interesting to me. So I've been keeping this list on my phone of reasons that I've cried on my period that I think would be
fun. Are we sharing with the class?
Yes.
Share it.
I'm right at the tail end of my period, so I don't think that I'll cry today, but I might cry in reading
some
of these things.
There's still a lot of time left in this day.
That's true. So the first reason is because I saw a video of a baby elephant that was too scared to leave its mama's side. And then I remembered that baby elephant feels that way because in nature, baby elephants get killed if they leave their parents' side too much. And that made me cry. And I felt really sad about the fact that, like, from an evolutionary perspective, that's, like, ingrained into their DNA. That, like, the world is so dangerous they have to be with their moms all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
You don't think that's sad?
No, I do think that's really sad.
I think that's so sad.
No, I think it's really sad, clearly. It just...
What?
It's sad to think about. I don't want to have thoughts.
What?
No, nothing. It's
okay.
Sad.
The second one, I've talked about this actually before. I think I talked about it on stream, but otters hold hands. I learned that otters hold hands.
Yes.
And it's so cute, and that made me cry on its own. But then also, I started thinking about it too much, and I got sad because, again, from an evolutionary perspective, they've adapted to have this behavior because that means that there are otters who lost their loved ones because they didn't hold hands while they were sleeping, and they floated away from each other, and they got lost. And that...
That'll do it.
I can't deal with that.
That'll do it.
That's so sad.
That's the most awful thing I've heard.
I hate that. Can you imagine just like a little otter waking up and being all alone? Oh, that's going to make me cry.
I know. I feel like you're like purposely like bringing up these.
It's
these
so
are awful.
Sad. Why do you think I keep this list?
I don't know why you're keeping this list. Genuinely, I don't know why. This is so sad. I feel like any sail that was in my winds is gone.
Some of these are kind of funny.
Well, I hope at least one.
One of these.
Fuck.
One of these, this says, Aaron got upset at me that I didn't flush the toilet after I pooped.
I wasn't upset.
But you were, this one's actually going to make me cry.
It was shocking.
You were like being so judgmental about how I didn't flush the toilet. And I felt so embarrassed that I cried.
You bring the heat too to me. Let's be very clear about other things. Yeah,
well, because sometimes you leave poop in there.
I don't do it on purpose.
No, I know.
I've fixed all the toilets in our house. And so I maybe do the best job. They'll work. They just don't flush.
If you don't hold it down all the way, sometimes it doesn't flush.
I do my best.
And listen,
I'm not mad, you know, and I do feel bad. I did apologize for it, so clear.
Yeah, we're not actively mad at each other still, to be clear. You did apologize.
Well, that was funny, at least.
You're very sweet. Now,
and also, too, it's kind of me being mad at you for a product of my own design because I'm not a plumber.
Well, I'll just share four of the things on the list. We'll save the other four for another time because I have eight things on here in total.
Are they all sad? Yeah.
Some of them are sad. Okay, the fourth one is kind of funny. Okay. This is also a thing that you did.
I do funny good.
You told me that if I had been born an AMAB person, that I would look like my brother.
It's genetically.
That one cut deep. That one actually might make me cry. Because I don't know why.
That's how genetics work, though. Like, it's not an inaccurate.
I know, but it felt so real.
Are you saying, what do you want to say? What are you implying? Because I didn't say anything about your brother. Also, I'm pretty sure you asked me.
So
you asked me, you're like, oh, if I was born a dude, do you think I'd look like my brother? And I was like, yeah.
No, I asked you if I had been born, if I'd been assigned male at birth, do you think that you would still love me? And you're like, well, you look like your brother. So, and I was like,
well, I wouldn't have dated you at the time. Why would I have had any...
I know, but it felt like an insult.
It wasn't.
I know it wasn't. But it feels like
it's
one.
It's not, like it can be a burn, I guess.
But also for some reason, just the idea of visualizing myself looking like my brother makes me so sad. Like, yeah. I don't want to look like that. I want to look like me.
But dude, think about that picture of you with that mustache.
But that made me look like my dad. For some reason, that made me less sad. I think just because it's like it's expected that kids will look like their parents, but looking like essentially identical to your siblings.
I think it's funny because your names are kind of close too.
Yes.
So.
And I think part of what hurt my feelings is just the realization that like if I should develop like male pattern hair growth, I'm very much in danger of having a partnership where when you look at me, you just see my brother.
I don't see your brother,
scary.
To be clear.
Like, what if you end up accidentally just married to like a bustier version of my brother?
Well, I would say not after this procedure. I just realized that might have been a burn.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. That's so mean. Take that back.
I don't understand. You don't want to be busty and big chested, but so we got this procedure, and then when I say you have itty bitties.
Okay, but
like,
I still have boobs.
You do still have boobs.
Okay, thank you for letting me share that with the class.
Yeah.
I felt like that would be a nice exercise in just normalizing hormonal emotionalness.
Totally. I think men go through a cycle too, or a sign
male at birth
people.
Yeah.
They're just too afraid to actually talk about it.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Speaking of, while we're sharing things, can I share something too?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I would just kind of like to share this because I saw this and I thought it was a fun little...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this... I'm just going to read this off the cusp.
Okay.
That's okay? It's a little post.
Sure.
Okay. I recently stumbled upon the No Stupid Questions subreddit.
Okay.
And
also, it's off the cuff, I think.
What did I say?
Cusp.
It is off the cuff.
I just don't want you to say wrong things.
I know, but I do so many times.
It's okay.
Okay, thank you.
It's not a judgment. I just want you to know.
I appreciate you for always looking out and having my back. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Look, I always feel so official. I feel like we're doing like what all the other podcasters are doing.
I know. We just need a MacBook.
Someone recently said they don't really like podcasts, but they like ours.
I know. Thank you for leaving that comment on the most recent episode of the pod. It made my heart so happy. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Why does my boyfriend want me to hold his balls while we sleep all night? It's cute, don't get me wrong, but I don't get why he wants me to. He doesn't want to hold his dick, saying it's too... Oh, my God.
You have to keep that in.
I've talked a lot today. It's been a really long day at work. He doesn't want me to hold his dick, saying it's too sensitive, arousing for long-term holding, but used to ask so regularly for me to hold his nuts while we sleep that now I just do it every night. What? Does anyone else want their balls held or want their partners to hold their balls as they sleep? Why?
I've never experienced that. Granted, it's not like I've spent the night with a lot of folks who have testicles, but also, that's never come up for
me. The part that gets me, it's like, you know, when you train yourself to do something, you're like Pavloving.
Yeah.
How, like, we've Pavloved now, you can't fall asleep.
Okay, but also, hold on, question. If I were to do that.
I don't want that.
You wouldn't like that.
I don't want that.
That seems like kind of
also, I'm like thinking lot. Like, so I'm like picturing in my head, are you laying on your back, on your stomach? Because I sleep on my stomach, so like uh-huh. that wouldn't really be conducive. You'd no. wake up with a dead arm every night because you'd be yeah, that just, way.
But also,
like, also like this way.
Yeah, does positionally it, like, is confusing. But also like my arms aren't that long, so you'd have to be like lower on the bed in order to effectively cup anybody's.
No, I'd have to be higher.
No, I would.
You would have to be lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also too, I'm thinking like, are we still sleeping right next to each other? Also, it's hot here, but also mm-hmm. like, are you cuddling?
That's what I was like, trying to visualize, like who is which spoon in this scenario in order for this to be the are least we intrusive there's even spooning? Exercise?
How do we know? Like, can you imagine just someone there laying on their back, just and head you're just, straight up, just like, oh, you ready to go to bed?
I don't like that.
Isn't that just the most
that's
people
odd?
Every time you think you've seen it all, you've heard it yeah. all, like someone will.
I have so many questions. Also, how did that come up?
That's what I want to know. Where did you learn? Uh-huh. Like, at what point? I guess for the nut holder
uh-huh.
or the nut, not the nut holder, the nut
the boyfriend. Yeah,
yeah, with the person with
yeah.
the nuts.
Yeah,
where did they? Like,
and like, don't get me wrong. I know that some people find tucking their hands into their crotch when they sleep,
of course, oh,
comforting.
Totally.
I totally get that, but like, it's the outsourcing of the.
I guess it's like a nice
holding.
Maybe it's like so you can do stuff with your other hands, I guess. Or like
what?
But it's not in a sexual way though, clearly, because
no.
they said it's not. It's just like a comfort.
That's also, weird.
I yeah, see.
I feel weird about that.
It's interesting.
I don't know, I don't like that.
The things people
I
find
so
out about
off
themselves
put if someone asked me to hold onto their testicles while we were sleeping.
I'd be like, are you serious?
I would laugh, honestly, probably because I would think they were joking. Like, there's no world where I'd take that seriously the
but
first time.
But also, too, can you, like, I'm just, yeah, I'm thinking, like, the summer, like, it would be.
Well, and also, like, what happens if you say no? Or like, if your girlfriend's not there, or, like,
yeah, can you not
she doesn't want to.
Do you just cup them yourself?
Yeah, in which case, why can you not just do that?
I was so confused and interested, and, like, no shame to it, of course, but just,
no,
like,
sure, yeah,
the logistics of it, I think, are the, like, I want to know how things work,
uh-huh.
you know?
I don't understand that, and I, quite frankly, am put off by that. If someone asked
off-putting.
Me to do that, I'd be like, no.
That's not
no,
my,
thank
that's
you.
Not my thing.
No.
Yeah.
Also, just hold your own nuts.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know? That'd be but, like if I asked you to tuck your hands into my crotch when I sleep.
I guess, is it different, though? Because, like, sometimes when you search for things, you hold your chest.
Search for things?
Yeah, when you're, like, looking for things. Or like,
oh, yeah,
because well, yeah.
I hold stuff in my boobs all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really anymore, but
yeah, that's fair.
I did.
Yeah. Used to.
Yeah.
So is that any different? I feel like it's different. Oh, yeah, because you're doing it yourself, though.
Well, but also when I'm doing that, I'm, like, feeling myself up to see if there's anything in my bra.
Yeah.
And then if there's not anything in there, then I don't hold on to them. Like, I'll hold on to them sometimes now because I had to, like, stabilize them post-surgery so that they weren't, like, hurting.
Like a reflex, no.
But yeah, but also I feel like I've kind of, like, moved away from that as they've healed, you know?
I just, where people learn things, it's like that thing where you're like, someone had to figure out that if you, I was gonna say peanuts, but, like, what's, like, a fruit or something? Like dragon fruit or something, or like, oh, like cactus fruit. Someone learned you could eat cactus fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone had to, like, who figured,
I mean,
how did you figure this out?
Indigenous people, probably.
No, not like that, I guess. Yeah. That's
fair. But no, I mean, like, food that doesn't make any sense. Like how, or like peanuts. I wonder that all the time. Like, whose idea was it to harvest these things that have such a small amount of.
George Washington Carver.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, like, what?
I think it was him. George Washington Carver was the one who created peanut butter.
What?
We're talking about peanut butter.
Who's George Washington Carver?
He's the one that created peanut butter.
Who the fuck is George Washington
He's
Carver?
He's the one who created peanut butter. I'm going to keep saying
Are you talking
it.
About, like, the president of the United States, George Washington?
No, George Washington Carter, I'm pretty sure. Son of a bitch. Now I got to look it up. It's
what?
George Washington Carter created
Carter or Carver?
George Washington Carver.
Because Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer, I thought.
Who created Pop-Tarts? Who created...
Maybe he's not. I don't
peanut
know.
Peanut butter. John Harvey Kellogg. Who created the machine? No.
Sir, what are you talking
George
about?
George Washington Carver. No. George Washington Carver. Hold on.
Just Google that. Who's
George
Washington
Carver?
Contrary
to popular belief, George Washington Carver did not invent peanut butter. He was one of the greatest inventors in American history, discovering over 300 uses for peanuts, including chili sauce, shampoo, shaving cream, and glue. Why didn't they fucking teach us that in school? Why is it everything that we learned in school is fucking wrong?
I mean,
did we learn anything in school that was right?
No.
I am continually relearning about shit that should have been taught to us as children.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I feel like I am constantly.
I meant more from the perspective of like harvesting peanuts as a crop.
Oh, well, fuck. You didn't. You know, I'm wrong on all accounts now, I guess.
That's okay. That one wasn't your fault. You got gaslighted by the public education system.
I swear.
You get an out for that one.
And this sometimes I'm like, what? It's the cigarettes thing. It's the cigarettes thing. Like, what do the indie pop boys have to sing about? Fucking cigarettes?
What do I have to talk about?
What do I have to talk about? Fucking peanut butter? I don't even know about that.
Stop.
All I know is,
Aaron is obsessed with Chapel Roan. That's what's going on here.
Anyways.
We've been looking through Chapel Roan's old TikTok.
While we're on the subject, I'm just going to say it right now. I'm going to say it right now as the...
What?
As the reformed hating ass that I am now, I am nervous. I am afraid.
Oh, yes.
I am I hope my predictions, I love being proven wrong. I am happy to be wrong.
Yeah.
But I really hope we don't make Chapel too famous too fast.
I know.
And also, it's that thing now, I'm like, ooh, you're a little famous, and all the TikToks are disappearing now.
I know.
And I'm like, oh boy, is there problematic stuff that we're going to find out about later?
I know.
You know, love the music. Love the
artist.
I'm
also afraid of just her, like, artistry being turned into like a commodity and then losing like the heart in it, you know?
Yeah.
Because the music that she makes is so good. And I'm afraid that like all of the corporatizing happened of like art and celebrity is going
to
corrupt
it. If she's already signed to Sony, it's probably game over.
Is she signed to Sony?
I think she's signed to a sub label that's under Sony. Is RCA? I can't remember who it is.
Shit if I know.
Shit. Keep your wits about you, you know, but keep listening.
Keep on watch, everyone.
Part of the neighborhood watch program or what?
No, I don't disagree.
I just don't think there's anything for us to do. There's nothing for us to do, actually.
Just like, you know.
Speaking of nothing for us to do.
Yeah, we should probably talk about what we're going to talk about today.
The Bears.
And you wanted to talk about the man versus bear debate, yeah?
Well, I think we should talk about it. Okay, what do you want to talk about today? TikTok?
Well, you were the one who put this episode together, sir. What do you want to talk about?
I did? Yeah. Well, I like to think it's a collaborative process.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about the Bears?
Yeah. Is that all we're talking about today?
No, we can talk about whatever you want to talk today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're going to talk about that and then we'll run out of stuff to say.
Oh, yeah. No, do you think, I would like to think I have, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
I have very great faith in our audience to understand the
bear. I love that you apologize
to
inanimate objects.
Well, actually, to be clear, I'm apologizing to the audience because I don't know if that's going to pique the audio.
Yeah, if you're on TikTok, you'll probably know that there has been an ongoing debate lately about the if you're in the woods, would you choose to be there or be left there defenseless with a man or with a bear?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I would say a good majority of women, if not all women, have said we're choosing the bear.
Understandably so.
Which, like, I don't think really is an offensive take.
It really just makes sense. Also, too, I think it's so funny because I'm always so open, like it just makes sense. It's the all men are trash thing. Like it's really
Yes.
But it's interesting to watch people like get mad again and confused.
Yes.
Specifically men.
Yeah.
And then prove.
Let's be honest, it's cis men.
And then prove the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is being made.
Like, yes, exactly.
I saw a drawing of someone like, I'm going to try and do my best to explain it, but it was like a woman with a bear.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think this is like on some reaction thing or something, but you chose the bear, didn't you? And like watching something bad happened, like something bad happened in the
world. Ew.
Woman. And it's like, you're proving the point.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like exactly.
Men
like,
delighting in the brutalization of women as a consequence to their choices is literally the reason that we don't want to fucking be left alone
with you.
That's
not an
own. Hello?
Like that's not an own. That's not a like.
That's also like, thanks for telling on yourself as an unsafe person so that hopefully all of the vulnerable people in your life can clear the fuck out.
Denser than the
creep.
Core of the fucking earth. Like,
literally.
I swear to God.
Ew.
Actually, the core of the earth is kind of, I don't know. I don't know anything
Isn't
anymore.
Isn't the core of the earth magma?
I think it is, but who knows?
It's
it could
probably
be made
quite
of,
dense.
It could be made of anything because
that's true.
You learn nothing in elementary school and high school.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't think it's that hard of a concept to...
Mira, there's a bird on our balcony.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's
a
bird.
Pigeon.
It looks like it has a nest out there.
Oh, I bet that'd be a good balcony to have a nest on.
Hi, little dove. Oh, never mind. Maybe it doesn't.
Oh.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Oh, no. Welcome back.
Oh.
I wish we could let him in, but I feel like that would
not go well.
Chaos.
Yeah, I think our landlord
might have chaos. Anyways, back to the...
Yeah, also really quick before we move forward with this conversation, we're going to talk about some ancillary media that requires a trigger warning for SA and like obviously the brutalization of women and like, you know, non-cis men really.
Yeah.
So if those are topics that are sensitive for you, just know that like, I would say for the rest of the episode, probably, if not like, you know, close to the end, we're going to talk about stuff that might be triggering. So just take care of yourself.
I would just like to flesh out this idea, I think, as like a for all like 10 of the cis hetero
cis men that are in our audience.
Watch this podcast.
I don't know. We've got a couple. We've got a couple that are like also like the good ones.
And the good ones. You know? So I don't think this would be a hard concept, but no. I think especially knowing the people that we know as well, I think in our lives and stuff, it's so interesting watching people have an adverse reaction to this, and no names will be named. Nobody will be given away.
Yeah, because you don't need to, because we're thinking of the exact same person.
And I think that's what's so great about being married for so long is like, that's the other thing too, like traveling and stuff, or like stuff will happen.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't just look at you, or I can't like,
yeah.
I gotta fucking text you, uh-huh. or like,
we're not,
you don't realize.
Yeah.
So many things
we're telepathically
are
linked.
Said without being said.
Yes.
And I think that's the beauty of being in a relationship with someone. Oh, that was the other thing that's I wanted to talk about too, was that Misazaki quote I saw or whatever about like,
oh yeah, but yeah.
We'll save that for the end because that's sweet and that's cute.
Yeah, that's uplifting and sweet.
But it's just so interesting. It's like the same people who bemoan like, oh, gosh, I don't know how to like really get this thought across. Maybe you can help me out.
Yeah.
But just like have trouble, I don't know, empathizing with women.
Yes. Are there, I mean, yeah.
Them presenting
I think
people
who don't understand why a lot of women would choose to be left alone with a bear as opposed to a strange man are like that's the problem is that you don't get it, you know? For those of you who don't like or aren't familiar, I guess, with the trend, I mean, it's a pretty like simple thought experiment.
On the surface, it's very simple. Like it's very easy.
Yes.
It's
kind of... Yeah. But there's been a lot of discussion about like why that's the case. And I've also seen a lot of videos of people who are parents. Especially like for their husbands who like were initially put off or like weirded out, they will ask the question to their husbands of like, okay, so like our daughter, like there was this one woman who did it with their daughter, like asked their husband about their toddler daughter, would you leave her in the woods with a strange man or with a bear? And you can see like the realization dawn on this man's face.
Yeah.
Yes. But also this is kind of part of the problem. And I think part of like a good conversation.
Okay.
Is that in order for a lot of men to empathize with this issue and to like finally get it, it has to be contextualized within a scenario that directly relates to them and their emotions. And like, that's part of the fucking issue.
Like if it's not happening to you, then
if it's not like your wife or mom or daughter or sister or cousin, then like it's immaterial to you whether or not women are safe. And like, that's the issue, you know, is that it's very much the thing of like only respecting women that you're attracted to or that you want to have sex with isn't actually respecting women.
No, because you're not actually being fucking a good person. It's the like being a good person thing. Like if you're feeling guilty.
Yes, exactly.
Then you're not actually being a good person.
Yes. Like if you are so defensive of this image that you have in your mind of you being a quote unquote good person that you refuse to accept criticism or feedback about your beliefs or your opinions or your behaviors, then you actually aren't as good of a person as you think
you are. You're not doing it out of the
because
the
you're refusing to grow. You're refusing to learn. You're refusing to engage with feedback that will allow you to be better, safer, kinder. And like, that's not a thing that a good person does, you know? That shame gets in our way of growing and learning a lot. And like, I mean, that's the thing that you and I have had to learn or unlearn, I guess, in our own lives, you know, so this is not a judgment statement.
No, not at all. I think a lot of the things we like to talk about on the podcast are things we've experienced, like worked through ourselves.
Yeah.
And like very much, like I found myself being like, I would very much be doing things for Mickey out of like a place. Like I would try and do good and nice things. But not for the right reasons.
Yes. And it's then, like the difference between being kind and being nice.
Two very different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a statement, I guess, or like piece of advice that you and I both got in regards to our relationship that I think was really like game changing. The like, if you're feeling resentment in your relationship, that might be a sign that you're giving more than what you're actually capable of giving.
So...
before we start pointing fingers, obviously in a safe relationship, in a healthy relationship, you need to like survey for your own self first, like, am I violating my own boundaries? Am I trampling over what my own healthy limits are out of a desire to be this like people pleasing, you know, constant giving person?
Yes.
And if that's the case, like I need to dial that back, right?
Also
like
that shit will drain you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and someone else accepting the things that from their perspective, I'm just freely offering doesn't inherently mean that they're bad. And you and I both know that we're like people pleasers. You know, I know that you would never take anything from me that I didn't like, you know, or I wasn't okay with you taking. Mm-hmm. But if I'm standing over here being like, here you go, here you go, here you go. Yeah. And I don't have anything
also,
to give
for so long, it just becomes like that's the
expectation. But yeah, so us like recentering our own like learning on ourselves and setting better boundaries and also being more realistic about our capabilities has helped a lot with like not resenting people because we're just not giving things that we, you know, aren't actually capable of giving. Anyways, this is not necessarily related to the man or bear conversation.
But no, but I'm going to bring us back here real quick too. I just want to, real quick, I'm practicing just noticing when I do again.
I was just gonna let it go. I don't know
anything in school. Pumpkin. I'm going through puberty. Is it 2006 again? Because holy shit!
Apparently,
my voice it's okay for squeakers to squeak. It is. Since we're fucking
squeaking,
off now,
squeak,
anyways,
squeakers squeaking.
I wanted you to know that during I can't remember what movie it was from, but the thing, and I didn't want to because it was a serious. We're having a serious moment.
Sure.
But the thing, we're like, I'm the son of a daughter. I'm the. What is that from? I'm the mother. Oh, it's from the Barbie movie.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Will Ferrell. He's in the room and he's like, I'm the mother of a son.
No, literally,
I'm the daughter of a. Like, oh, where's your CEO? Where's the woman? Where's the woman who's in charge?
Yeah,
and Will Ferrell just like,
Yeah,
and yeah, he's
exactly.
Like, look, we're all you know.
No, literally,
he's the brother of a sister.
Yes, well, and those are the men who are offended.
Yes.
By the like, you know, I'm choosing the bear thing. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, there hasn't been really, I would say, any people in our close personal circle who are actually offended by that. There are a few people, I suppose.
Tertiary.
That are part of the tertiary, you know, they're like
side characters.
Yeah, people that we don't know personally, but that are known by people that we know.
Heard.
Yeah, who've been offended by it. And it's just been really interesting to see, like, the discourse around it. Because also, like... The thing to me about this whole issue that's really interesting is that it reads very similarly to white people that are deeply offended by the take that like being white sucks, right? Like, being a white person is not something that you can like apologize for through good deeds. You know, like there is no world where apologizing for your whiteness takes away the privilege that you receive that's directly related to the oppression that's being heaped upon other people, you know? And so like, it's good core learning for all of us to like sit with the realization that like, not only are we inherently going to get more out of the world than Black and brown folks are, but also that like, if given the chance, a lot of us wouldn't choose to switch, you know?
And that's like, that thing, like who would choose like the, like disabled.
That's like a greater conversation about like isms and marginalization, right?
Yes.
Is that like, to some degree, we all possess this like inherent bias that like we've learned because we live in a fucking shitty racist world, you know?
Fucking
and like pretending that that's not true is not helpful.
No,
like
it
the work
do any good.
Is in being able to sit with your shit so that you don't have a shame spiral, so that you can grow from
it's
that,
like
so you can make like conscious effort to unlearn that and to like, you know, almost in an opposite action way, like choose to engage in a more like ethical and like appropriate, you know, behavior. But like, white people who are deeply offended by the assertion that like all people are racist are like also part of the problem. Like I think that demographic is like on the same side of the Venn diagram.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I'm saying?
Like, oh, I don't see color. I'm colorblind. Like,
exactly.
No, that doesn't make it. That's not.
That's not how it works.
Missing the point of the all lives thing and like.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
All, like, that's not. It's like the same fucking shit repackaged again. Can I share actually a?
Yeah.
I found this comment and it kind of just like summarized a lot of thoughts that I, like I don't do a great job of putting into.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I do my best. You know. So.
I think you're a great speaker.
Hopefully no squeaks in it this time. Honestly, if there's squeaks, then there's
also,
squeaks.
Hold on, wait. Is it the thing I think it is? Okay, yeah. Again, just I'm going to give a trigger warning here for like discussion of
this
essay.
This one is a little heavy, but I think it really helps paint the picture though, and I think it really helps.
I think so too, and it's worth talking about. Again, I just want you guys to know in case, you know, you're fine up to this point, but you need to tap out, like, please do that.
Yes. Please take care of yourselves. Okay. There's a girl on TikTok who gave a great example of why women choose the bear. This was her personal experience. When she was younger, she was in her yard with adult members of her family, and a bear came into their yard. Her mother told her to run into the house, and the adults managed to scare the bear off, keeping her safe. Same girl was being harassed by a boy in her school. She reported it, and the school admin did very little to help her. He basically got a slap on the wrist, and that same year, he sexually assaulted her. Her point was adults took the danger of a bear quite seriously and protected her, but very few took the danger seriously and failed to protect her when it was a boy.
Yeah.
When a bear attacks you, no one asks what you were wearing, no one assumes you wanted it, enjoyed it, asked for it, and no one picks apart your story to discredit you.
Yep.
You don't have to see the bear at family reunions. You don't have to live with the bear. You won't have to be forced to marry the bear to hide your family's shame. Mm-hmm. You don't have to face the bear in court. You don't have to endure the gossip in your community or social ostracism, and you don't have to deal with harassment from the bear's friends. You don't have to consider what reporting the bear might do to your career. And if you live in a state with an abortion ban, you don't have the potential to be forced. You don't have the potential to be forced to carry the bear's baby and be tied to that bear for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If you're bothered by that, a woman might pick a bear over you, sit with that feeling and examine it. A bear might kill you, but a man can either kill you or make you live the rest of your life in a living hell.
Yeah.
And I think that's like so perfectly, like, I think that's the thing where like the bear, it's like this, like, I think especially the like the part about SA especially is like we wouldn't second guess.
Mm-mm.
Like when someone gets attacked by a shark, no one's like, what were you doing in the water?
Yeah.
Like
you're
allowed to what be in the water. You're allowed to be in the water. Like,
yes, exactly.
It's the same thing about like walking at night or like carrying keys in your hands in a way that you can like punch someone if you need to.
Yeah.
Or like you told me, or like looking under your car or checking your back seat.
Oh yeah, always.
I'm
always gonna kick underneath my car and check the back seat because like
because at least two, and I think there's something else we'll probably get into here in a minute, which again, like trigger warning and be careful for,
be kind to yourselves, please.
If you're having feelings and emotions, please, obviously keep, checked in with yourself.
Yeah.
But like the bear's not, covert.
Yes.
The bear isn't doing it maliciously.
Yes. And also, can we talk about the fact that if a bear attacks you, it's because it's been confronted with an organism and a piece of stimuli in its environment that it's not really sure how to interface with because it doesn't, like, it views human beings as human beings, first of all, which is also different than the way men view women.
Shit, honestly.
But also because, like, bears and predator animals are driven by instinct alone and aren't capable of the complex thought to engage with things like
that
empathy.
Humans should be able
but
to.
Men are and yet are more dangerous to women than bears are, you know? There's been videos all over TikTok of people successfully scaring away like grizzly bears stuff, you know, because like that's like a training and a thing that you can do.
Yes, yeah.
And like they don't want to brutalize you or like manipulate you or like subject you to cruelty. They don't want to torture you for the fun of it.
That's
you know,
yeah, that's
like
really
if a bear attacks you, it's because like all like safety nets have failed and you're now interfacing with a thing that's like part of nature that like quite frankly we as like you know essentially like prey animals like don't really have the ability to naturally defend ourselves, but like I should be able to defend myself against a fellow human being, but I can't and like not because I'm not capable, but because the world that we live in makes it so that it's really really difficult for me to defend myself and then also stand up for myself after I've been victimized and brutalized, which is so fucking disgusting. Like that's the whole thing too about people who are like so offended and like butthurt about like women making a trend out of this thing. Like, okay, so what? Your fucking feelings are hurt for a little while? Guess what? Like, you don't have to look in your fucking backseat.
Yeah.
You don't have to live with horrible memories of terrible things that have happened to you.
And not feel.
Yes, yeah. Ultimately, when this trend is over, guess what? Your feelings aren't fucking hurt anymore.
Literally.
And we're still living in a world where we would choose to live with the danger of a wild animal than to interface with a fucking man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about it that I think is so offensive to so many people. Is the like centering of male feelings when the reason that we're choosing to shit on the feelings of men is because our very safety and like, you know, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual safety is at risk.
Well,
like
think,
all the time too.
And I think that's the part for me that really drives home the point too, that like where men will continue to further this, like this train of thought or like continue to re-bolster femme presenting people's like feelings towards this because then like you're not like, so when I hear stimulus, like I engaged in content like that. My first thought is like, oh fuck, like what can I be doing? To like when I go running or if I'm like walking or anything, like I fucking go to the other side.
Yes,
but I think it's so sad that the bar is like you can't trust people to do the introspection or like because also too, like even after this trend is over, like what did people like if you're so mad about it and all you felt from it was rage and anger, then like why is that? Like, are you
and
not
also,
are you not feeling like,
why?
Oh, what can I do? Because also, too, like, it doesn't matter how many, oh, well, I'm not like that. Or, like, it's still at large, which is why it's, too, so important. It's such a small little thing, too. But I was so proud of, like, the immediate people that I work with.
Yeah.
But We just were like fuck offs. We like park vehicles sometimes like animals. Yeah. And so like, well, like you know how lines are. So we just park like awful.
Yes.
Just like.
You guys are children.
Children.
Yeah.
And someone who isn't there normally with us said like, you know, came inside and was like, oh, wow, who parked the vehicles like that? They parked like a, I can't remember if they said girl or woman, but quite frankly, it doesn't matter because it's the same thing. And all of us were like,
yeah,
I think I said it. I was like, what the fuck did you just say? And I was like, first of all, I fucking parked it like that. And second of all, I was like, I better not fucking hear you say anything like that misogynistic ass bullshit again.
Yeah.
And then all of us just started flaming him. And good. I was so proud. And I was
that
like,
is
bet
nice.
But that motherfucker won't say that shit again.
That makes me happy.
But just like stuff like that, it's like, don't also too, you could just be like, wow, that person, whoever parked last really parked like shit.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to gender anything. And I think it's just that thought that like inherently certain people just identify women
as lesser.
As like the problem.
Yes.
Or like femme presenting people.
And
as
also
like
this is the hill that I will die on is men on who are misogynistic. Like especially, I mean, let's be honest, it's mostly cis men, right? Like, those men who view women as inherently inferior and less than and not valuable, really besides cis men, as less valuable are the same people who end up in marriages of convenience don't fucking like their spouses, who will sit in their car for an hour, like in a fucking parking lot, playing games on their phone and avoiding their fucking families because they don't actually fucking like women. And this is the same reason, we talked about this last week, I think, or the week before.
Let's fucking talk
about
it again.
This is the same reason that those people are also the partners who leave their wife when she has to go through cancer treatment because the practical value of having a spouse has dried up for you.
Yes.
And so therefore you see no value in this relationship and they leave and like, fuck those fucking people. And this is why people are drawing attention to and like creating a greater commentary about the way that men devalue and fundamentally fucking hate women. Like it's so fucking gross and sad. And also, can we just talk about too, the like, it's not me, right? Like I would never do that thing, except that like when we do conceptualize it for people like that about like, would you leave your daughter or like your family or, you know.
Only until it affects you. Yes. Yeah.
But all of those people then when confronted with it and like forced to sit with that affecting them specifically are able to sit with and acknowledge the truth that men are scary, that men are fundamentally fucking dangerous,
also,
but they choose to not fucking acknowledge it when it's convenient for them. And so like, fuck you. You do know why people are choosing a bear.
You know damn well because
you
also
don't want to fucking acknowledge that. Yes. And also those are the same people who in social situations where somebody says something that's fucking misogynistic or gross, those are the same people who just sit there and go,
oh, yes.
Fuck those fucking people.
Yeah,
because if
genuinely.
You are going to sit there and be silent while somebody around you is talking about fucking sexual assault or just general misogyny and say nothing, you're part of the fucking
it's
problem.
The same fucking
thing. You're not a fucking ally to women. You're not a fucking friend. And no, you're not a fucking safe person because you'll sit there and fucking laugh with your friends while they make jokes about assaulting and brutalizing women.
Yes.
That's not fucking funny.
Like,
too,
like,
fuck that shit.
I know bullying isn't a good thing or whatever,
no,
but like.
Of course.
But you know, like
people who are misogynist can get bullied though.
Sometimes it's a good fucking learning opportunity.
Fuck those fucking people.
Also too though, it's the same fucking thing. It's the same thing that when people talk about like, oh, I'm getting married so that I can be your protector and I can protect you.
Mm-hmm.
Protect you from what? What?
From other men. What? They know. They acknowledge that men are fucking dangerous. But they position themselves as like, oh, I'm one of the good ones. And it's the same thing that fucking white people do. I'm one of the good ones. I'm not dangerous. The fuck you aren't.
The fuck you aren't. Do you want to talk about
what?
Mamala.
Oh my god.
Is this the time for that?
I do want to pivot. I
want
to make a main channel video about Drew Barrymore specifically.
Can we share the TikTok real quick?
Yeah, we can share a clip of it. I'll put it up now.
Okay.
I'll just play it.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll just cut it in after.
I'm gonna have to get under my safety blanket because I don't know. Literally when I watched this the first time, I was like, This can't be real. And I went,
mm-hmm.
And then I said, hold on, what did she say?
But
and
it
I
is. Went,
that's exactly play
it
for play,
real.
Verbatim, pertatum, shermatum. I sometimes feel like I have to fill up the air.
I know you do.
In between, but I'm like,
we
Aaron,
can
you can
out,
just
baby.
Cut this out.
Yes, it's literally
live from Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. Okay, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay.
I keep thinking in my head that we all need a mom. I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country,
hug isn't gonna give me healthcare.
We need you to be Mamala of the country.
Who's clapping?
Also, whoever.
Who's clapping? Hello? What the fuck?
Are you done playing? Is that the end
Hold
of it?
Hold on, or... let me. Look at her face. She's like, yeah, this is not real. Oh. I just know whatever fucking staff member scheduled this interview got fired after this. Also, I just don't understand how this happened.
The voice quivering for me, the like,
yes, it feels fucking fake.
Fuck that shit. It feels fucking fake. Fucking fake,
but
man.
But also, too, the thing about this, like, first of all, the similarity between this and the scene from Mean Girls where that woman, or I guess she's a girl, in the end where she's talking about, like, I just wish we could bake a cake made of rainbows and smiles and y'all eat it and be happy. Like, why is Drew Barrymore, as a grown-ass fucking adult human being, out here doing that?
Like, you're not.
And also,
a child.
Who on her writing team was like, oh my God, this is such a great idea. What we'll do is invite one of the most powerful black women into this show, and then we'll immediately invoke the mammy trope.
Oh my God.
Surely that won't be a problem.
Like, God damn.
Hello?
It's like, there's so many layers to it. It's like, from a like feminist perspective, bad. It's like weirdly racist.
It is racist. Somehow.
It's like so, but it's like so covert.
Yeah.
And so like,
well, yeah. And there's a lot of people who will say that we're like reaching by calling it racist. But
are
like,
we though?
We're not though. White women love to position black women as like,
who took care of the white kids.
No, exactly. That, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We've forced black women into servitude for like the entirety of this country. And then also put them on this pedestal to say like, not only are we going to devalue you, we're going to brutalize you, we're going to dehumanize you, but also it is somehow your job to coddle us and to caretake us and to be like sweet and kind and emotional. Like, look, that's literally what the fucking mammy trope is. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's okay. I lost my train of thought anyways.
Fine. Well, I guess it's just because we have so much stuff to say this episode. Like, it's fine. Also, what a fucking place of privilege.
Yes.
To come on national TV.
Yes.
And be like, you know what's going to make America feel better? A fucking hug.
Literally, no, it's not.
Bitch. You know what's going to make America feel better? Some goddamn healthcare.
Literally.
Listening to what the fuck we want. And yes. Like, I don't know, not working us to death for the fucking bourgeoisie.
Yes.
Like, goddamn.
Quit fucking exploiting us. Quit fucking spending our tax dollars on a genocide. Give us fucking healthcare. Quit making the cost of everything so fucking exorbitantly high that we can't afford to fucking live.
Man.
Like, literally, what the fuck? But and you know what it reminds me of too?
Tell me.
Is like during quarantine when all of the celebrities in their fucking multi-million dollar homes were like, you know, we're really having a hard time because we've been confined to our 28 acre home.
I could run a fucking 5K in my
the,
house.
The five square miles that I have to live on and take my walks on and live in my public pool. Well, we've really been having a hard time too. So we thought we would sing you a song.
Thanks.
Huh?
It's an avocado. What the fuck?
Like, that's not what fucking anyone needs. Fuck. Also, like, the thing that, like, really gets me, too, is people like Drew Barrymore talking about how, like,
scab.
Contentious. Yeah, that, too. Fuck her for that. But talking about how contentious, like, you know, oh, this time is and we're all struggling. Like, bitch, you have the money to fucking do something about it. Quit using your talk show to fucking invoke the mammy trope and insult one of the most powerful black women in the world. And I don't know. Why don't you have a conversation about advocating for Palestine? Why don't you have a conversation about advocating for deplatforming fucking billionaires? Why don't you do something with your fucking money?
That would affect her.
Exactly. Like, also such a fucking waste. And also, it's so dystopian. Like, it's just so, like, if you think about it too hard, it's like really, really upsetting to realize that, like, also, too, let's be clear, I'm not, like, Kamala Harris's biggest fan either. Same. Like, she sucks for a lot of her own reasons. But, like, in this scenario, regardless, I'm going to side with her, though. Especially because of what this interaction represents. Yes. It's not about Kamala Harris specifically.
Also, this is the thing, too, where two things can be happening at the same time.
Yes, exactly. But, like, the realization that, like, two very, very rich and powerful people are sitting on this stage and putting on a show of fake empathy about what we're going through when they don't have a fucking earthly concept.
One fucking idea.
No, it's, like, so disheartening and gross, you know? It's just really sad. It feels very Hunger Games.
That thing you said, or I can't remember if you said or you saw a TikTok or something, but like billionaires, at least back in the day, used to build like fucking libraries and roads and like, you know, put your name on it. Like, I'll fucking drive down the highway built by, I'll go to the public pool built by Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Like, or a fucking park. I don't give a fuck. Put your name on whatever the fuck. If you got to piss on something to feel better about yourself, then like, you know what? Fucking piss wherever you got to. But just like, give me some nice shit.
Do
if you're
going to
fuck me anyways. You know, like, can I have
fund
a fucking
scholarship,
public pool?
Start a university. Start a fucking institution.
Where kids
like
can go for free.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, starting a school would actually be a really lucrative business based
but
on our
also, too, now that I say that out loud, I'm like, you know, maybe that's not a good idea because all the billionaires starting schools and like
starting
science institutions and stuff. No. That would not go.
No, I want free low cost. Like I want free free shit.
Start fucking libraries.
Yeah,
okay?
Third space. Build third space.
Revitalize our fucking communities.
God,
how about
damn.
That?
Can I walk somewhere without having to drive?
No, fuck, literally. Man. Fuck Eisenhower. Fuck Eisenhower for real. God, Ronald Reagan and I don't know. Eisenhower's probably
Eisenhower
less annoying.
A little less, but Reagan can go fucking rot.
Reagan can
I
rot.
Hope we did joke that he's having a bad time in hell, but like he's probably king of hell by now.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, we never would have thought of doing it like that.
For real. Any economic issue that you're frustrated or have some kind of rage about, it's probably fucking Ronald Reagan's fault.
The White House used to have solar panels in like the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it. Nancy Reagan too. Fuck her. Both fucking racist, awful, awful, rancid fucking people. Truly the fucking worst people.
Scum.
It makes me so mad. You can tell that Mars has ingressed into Aries because I'm just in a fire.
We're ingressing.
I'm in a fucking busy mood. But no, this whole situation, the like Drew Barrymore thing, I'm planning on making a whole main channel video about it because
you should.
Drew Barrymore's habits on her talk show are gross. So concerning, and I think there's a lot to learn there about like what it looks like in real time when someone is trying to covertly manipulate you. Mm-hmm. You know, so much of her behavior is like her weaponizing it's the way that like white women benefit from infantilizing themselves and like holding on to girlhood.
I can think of someone else who does this.
Yeah.
Who hasn't
this
had a very
is
successful
the primary gripe that a lot of folks had with the Barbie movie, right, is that like white women are allowed to not just have girlhood but also live in this perpetual girlhood. Mm-hmm. In order to create this image that they are just harmless, hapless little beings who could never be held accountable for anything. And that's not true. The reality is that white women especially are like really good at perpetrating harm and then like lying about it and like deflecting mm-hmm. blame, you know? And like this is very much that. Like the way that she conducts herself feels very much like she tries to covertly
you can't be
manipulate
me.
People. And like the way she touches people and stuff,
don't
it's very
people.
Off-putting.
Like, unless you guys are
I don't
best
like it.
Buds, which I don't.
No.
Feel after
No. No.
Also
even
just so
then,
giving
like
yeah, honestly, especially on TV, like
yes. It's weird. I'm a touchy person and it's off-putting.
It's like that couple to throuple thing too where they're like, "Oh, you're let loose in the city now."
Yep.
And then now they're just like hanging on each other and making out in front of each other while buying a fucking churro or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Can you just like not make out in front of this poor person who's just trying to fucking make a living? Like
we're
fuck.
Doing this for fucking
you're doing this for
a purpose that has nothing to do with mutual connection. Yes. That's for sure. Yeah, that was a bit of a ride. We were going to talk about the TikTok ban today also, but this episode's already an hour long.
Yeah, probably. We can save it for next week.
We'll save it for another episode.
By that time, who knows? I feel like it's like at a standstill right now anyways.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's
going
on.
Well, yeah, there's at least like 9 months before any kind of concrete changes happen to the app itself, but it's still kind of it's another thing that if you look too closely at it, it feels very dystopian.
Yeah.
Really upsetting.
Yay.
We should talk about something that's slightly less fucking depressing though for the end of the episode. Do you want to share that quote?
Oh, that Spirited Away one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not Spirited Away, but, oh, yeah.
The director of the Ghibli movies, I have no faith in myself to pronounce his last name correctly. While Aaron's pulling that up, by the way, I just wanted to show some of the new art that we have on the wall. I don't think we ever officially told you guys about this one. This is a print with a toad on it that says there's magic in simply existing. And I really thought that was cute. It's also by a local artist. Love that. This one I found on Etsy. It's just little mushrooms and there's little snails on it. It's very cute. This one is a little snail with a strawberry for a shell instead of a shell, which I don't think is probably very efficient, but very cute. And then this is a tarot card that says Ace of Wands, but it's a Hitachi magic wand instead of a regular wand.
That's so good. Thank you for your show and tell.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Did you find your quote?
I did.
Yay!
I found our quote.
Okay.
We talk about this. This was like such a great, we did finish Spirited Away.
We did. We did like it,
we loved it, but it was not like, I didn't get the same.
Same. There was not the same emotional impact that the other Ghibli movies had, but we talked about this a little bit on Discord. I think part of the issue for me was that I felt like I couldn't find my footing the whole movie. I like didn't know what was going on.
I think there were so many elements.
Yeah.
But also too, I think that might have been the worst one too. Well, I don't know though, because normally during movies, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Because I want to know how things work, you know?
Yeah, you really do are. Yeah, you're that way.
And so we're like trying to figure out how the bathhouse worked. And we were very much lost in the sauce trying to figure out the nuts and the bolts.
Yes. Yeah, I think we were thinking too hard about it also.
I think we were too. We weren't experiencing it.
Yeah, I think sometimes you and I look too hard for like a meaning in something instead of just appreciating it
AP
for what it was.
AP Compton Lit did us a fucking number.
Yeah, so. we're going to watch it again and see how we feel about it. But we did really enjoy it. And I'm glad that we watched them in the order we did.
I got to say, though, just like Ponyo and Totoro, just like...
My Neighbor Totoro is so good. Nausicaa is really good.
Those hit...
Howl's Moving Castle Yeah, oh, Howl's Moving Castle so really punched me in the gut.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
Spirited Away was great. I don't know. I think it was that thing, too, where like when something's been hyped up to us for so long
that
I'm like, oh, did we not get it or something?
Yes.
But anyways, I think something that like, you know what? This is something I wish people would say when they're like, oh, you've made it to 50 years of marriage. How did you do? I don't know why I went to that voice. But anyways, like, oh, do you have any tips or tricks for whatever?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like I'd be like, yeah, fucking help your other person hang in there, stick in it. Cause like life's fucking hard as shit. And we talk about that all the time. Like,
is that what this quote is?
Yeah, it's very close. But like when you're but like when you're down, I'll help pull you up. And when I'm down,
we alternate
in that way. And I think we inspire each other a lot to like pursue our passions and our goal or like, and I think that's like a big part of like why this works and like why we're still together. Yes.
And
like,
and also like that's what real love is.
And I think that's the thing too, because whether you were a dude or a chick or a whatever
genderless
you want to be, literally a little
whatever
worm
you are anyways,
as you would. Yes. Also, I saw someone said the little pockets on your pants where I put my chapstick, you know, is for if your girlfriend ever got turned into a worm, so you could put them in that little pocket.
That's true.
That's I'm choosing. That's true. I don't give a fuck what that pocket's for. If you know what that pocket's for,
don't
it's not.
Tell me.
It's not actually.
It's for the worms.
It's for the worms. It's for the worms. And you can take that to the bank. Can someone put that on TikTok? Put
someone
that one on TikTok.
Please gift that. They're like, it's for the worms.
It's for the worms. For the birds.
I love that. Okay, please read the
quote. Okay. So this is from Miyazaki.
Okay.
The director of the Ghibli film.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes.
Okay. I've become skeptical. I've done so much reading on this episode.
I know. Do you want me to read it?
No, I want to read it. I've become skeptical of the unwritten rule that just because a boy and a girl appear in the same feature, a romance must ensue. Rather, I want to portray a slightly different relationship, one where the two mutually inspire each other to live. If I'm able to, then perhaps I'll be closer to portraying a true expression of love. I know. And I think the core of all, because Ponyo, keeping the little fish alive. Oh my God.
Yes.
Spirited Away there, keeping Haku alive.
Yep. Haku.
And then Haku also kept Chihiro alive.
Yes.
And then
so
Howl,
cute.
Keeping, even as an old woman, telling her she's still beautiful.
I know.
And then Nausicaa, keeping the forest and the things and all the little creatures alive and each other. And I think that's
I know, Princess Mononoke, too.
And I think that's why, because these relationships aren't inherently, like, sexual in nature
or romantic,
but it's just the pureness of helping, like, other humans survive.
Yes.
And I think that's just the most gorgeous and beautiful, because also it transcends, like sexual orientation and gender, because it makes all that stuff irrelevant.
Yes,
because it's about the actions.
Yes, which is also why I love the movie so much, because I feel like it's less about like the trope of like, you know, a romance or like getting the girl at the end or whatever. But like a lot of the beings in the Ghibli universe are just like beings, you know, like Totoro is like my favorite, I think, for that reason, because like there's no really clear understanding or motivation for like why this being is the way they are, but they're just like genuinely kind and like loving and
for, like seemingly no reason.
Yes. Yeah. It's just such a nice like refresher, I think, from other media.
Yeah.
And I think that's also, for what it's worth, part of why you and I both struggled with Spirited Away, is that like a lot of the Ghibli movies don't really follow a typical like story arc.
Yeah.
There's like less of a predictability.
You're just, like,
to them
into this.
And also I think you and I both had seen spoilers or like some kind of reveal for like the or we had like seen them before, right? Like I had watched Kiki's Delivery Service and Ponyo as a kid, so I kind of knew like where that was going.
Oh, Kiki's, how could I forget?
I know. But so like Spirited Away, you and I genuinely knew nothing about. And because the movies are so like not the way that we're used to, it kind of like threw us for a loop, being like, where is this going?
I know, you know? We're so
we
bad
sort of
about
struggled
that.
To be like just in the moment with it.
I think if I may wrap this episode up for us and tie it all together, I think really the takeaway from that would be is like, if people, I think this definitely especially goes to like the cis hetero relationships and stuff, and then these things we talk about where we struggle
with
men not actually loving women.
Yes.
Like if people would just be more comfortable to just find that person, I feel like.
Yes, irrespective of their gender identity or their gender presentation, just people that you want to be with and people that you love.
Because I know so many dudes who I'm just like.
Yes. And if they had lived in a time that was less discriminatory and like stigmatizing, that like they would be able to live in a more truthful and like, you know, like honest or like holistic way. You know, and like really honoring all the parts of themselves rather than just the societally approved of parts.
So I think for femme presenting people too, we're like definitely seeing this where like I would rather be alone.
Non-cis men, really.
Yeah. They were like, I would rather be alone than be like in a relationship where I'm miserable and like not loved or seen or valued.
Yes.
And I think very much that, like, I feel like that could happen. I know because people talk about like the crux of manhood and stuff. And like, obviously like it is men's fault very much to be clear too, but like the socialization and stuff, it'd just be nice to like see that like slowly hopefully go away over time. And that like, you don't have to be with a partner. You don't have to get married. You don't have to be like, if you're happy to just be doing your thing alone, like there should be the societal pressure, I think, to like get married, have kids, like these things of value and attainment.
Well, I think that's the thing too, is that like the way that a lot of cis men conceptualize relationships is a result of this really heavy societal messaging that the only place you'll have your emotions seen or valued or validated is through having a female partner, right? Yeah. That's not true. The reality is that like the reason that folks who are not cis men are comfortable and fulfilled and happy living without a, like, you know, long-term partner is because they have these very deeply intimate and like emotional relationships with their family and with their friends and with folks that they're not romantically involved
chosen
with,
you know, comes to mind.
Exactly. And like, if we were able to transcend this very toxic and misogynistic narrative that like women's purpose is to absorb the emotions of men, they would be able to better relate to themselves and to others and to not conceptualize women as these like dehumanized objects that serve the purpose of being like for fucking and for validating my emotions like my mommy. And that's it. You know, like they would be able to value people for people. And like, I think we'd all be probably safer and better for it, you know? Yeah.
Wow. Talk about an episode 40.
Yeah. It was a bit much. I'm not mad at it,
though. I loved it. I loved it.
Also, too, every time we say something about, like, oh, we're, like, such a mess or whatever, we always get comments from people being like, I loved it. I think it's great.
Thanks for coming.
So, thank you. Also, shout out to our fellow neurodivergent friends who, like, track with our thought processes and just get it.
I like to
think
we find, you know.
Yes. And also, I remind myself all the time that the whole rest of the good goddamn world is made for neurotypical people.
Yeah,
and so, if this channel and this place is somewhere that neurodivergent people feel more at home than neurotypical people, I'm not apologizing for that.
Call us.
I'm not going to.
I was
going to
say what the Statue of Liberty, I can't remember the quote, though. But, you know, bring us your neurodivergent. Yeah, bring us your
huddled mass. Absolutely.
You are welcome here and yearning for freedom. And you are validated. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, and also thank you for valuing and appreciating us for the way that we are.
Thank you for letting us be this way.
Yeah.
Not letting us be this way, but, you know, encouraging.
Affirming us being this way.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, we love you all the most. If you want to like the video and subscribe and do all the things, you can give us reviews. Thank you very much for that. But otherwise, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
A little early for me. You faked me out.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Bye.